With Canadian officials approving Nick Wallenda's high-wire walk over the Niagara Gorge, the Daredevil is now moving ahead with plans for the event. Officials say Wallenda is hoping for late June, but no firm date has been set. Wallenda, appearing at the Niagara Falls International Airport, says this will not be just a brief visit and quick departure after completing the walk. He told reporters he'd like to make the Niagara region his second home and produce some televised segments while also making visits to hospitals and schools to promote his personal values, good health, and a positive outlook on life.
So no matter what people are going through, my great-grandfather, Carl Wallenda, said to never give up. It was something he passed on from generation to generation. I think this story is proof of that, that, you know, it lives in me to never give up. And I hope that is portrayed in everything that I do and encouraging to people to never give up no matter what you're going through, if you're battling cancer or if it's trying to graduate from school and having issues. But never give up. Focus on that goal. You know, don't focus on the things and the distractions around you because you'll eventually cave in.
Among those appearing to celebrate Canadian approval of the stunt was Kim Crater, member of provincial parliament. He suggests great timing holding a once-in-a-lifetime cross-border event this year.
This is a special year for both countries. It's the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812, where the United States and Canada had a bit of a disagreement, had a bit of a war, but in the end we came out as family. You couldn't have a more spectacular way to have a major event as part of the War of 1812 than this. You just couldn't.
Wallenda, who has a contract with the Discovery Channel, says this performance will tie into his TV series, which has already produced a half dozen episodes. Leaders on both sides of the border also see the potential for big business, with estimated economic impacts of more than $100 million. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.